If you asked Allison Brinkley what her favorite day of the week was, her answer of Monday might surprise you. But Monday mornings are her favorite because Brinkley, a graduate student in the Communication Sciences and Disorders, CSDS, program at Georgia Southern University, teams up with fellow students and faculty to sing and harmonize while simultaneously helping Parkinson's disease, PD, patients with therapy. Through a unique and collaborative singing group called the Savannah Songbirds, the Wright Care Center for Communications Disorders uses this group to raise awareness of PD while providing therapeutic support through the power of music. It is the best part of my week and the best way to start my Monday morning, Brinkley said. It has enhanced my experience as a student by providing a unique experience I would not have received at any other school. The Savannah Songbirds is the only choir for people with Parkinson's in the nearby area. Founded in 2023 by Tori Candeya, clinic coordinator for the Wright Care Center, the Savannah Songbirds gather weekly for rehearsals. Inspired by the Parkinson Voice Project, the group's formation reflects Candeya's dedication to functional communication, community engagement, and enriching the lives of those battling neurological diseases. The therapeutic benefits of music and vocal exercises for PD patients are profound, Candeya said. PD often impairs communication by affecting the muscles involved in speech production. Through singing and vocal exercises, individuals engage these muscles in a demanding yet enriching manner, enhancing communication abilities and overall quality of life. Candeya partnered with Associate Professor of Voice Emily Grunstadhall, DMA, from the Gretsch School of Music to enhance the Savannah Songbirds Choir. Grunstadhall directs the choir, facilitates the rehearsals, selects music, and helps organize an end-of-semester concert. This is a great collaboration between the two departments, said Grunstadhall. There has always been a positive outlook on departments and schools working together across the curriculum. Singing is housed in the arts and speech is housed in health professions, but singing and speaking use the same instrument, anatomy, to achieve a goal. It makes sense that we would work well together. During their sessions, the Savannah Songbirds learn a repertoire of songs, including classics like Moon River, Danny Boy, That Old Black Magic, Dona Nobis Pacem, and Give Me Your Tired. I have enjoyed the collaboration with my colleagues and students in the CSDS department, Grunstadhall said. The singers that participate in the choir are amazing, and I benefit from the community that being in a choir can bring. We are all working toward a common goal, and we get to do it by singing songs. What could be better than that? Participants describe the experience as both enjoyable and rewarding, highlighting the therapeutic value of music in their journey with PD, Candeya said. Students like Mariah Pierce, also a graduate student in the CSDS program, see the benefits of participating. This experience working with these individuals has cemented my passion for working with individuals with Parkinson's disease, said Pierce, whose interest in working with PD patients developed in her undergraduate coursework at Texas Woman's University. It has provided me with experience outside of a therapy room in a different environment. It is rewarding to see these individuals who are motivated and happy to be part of this wonderful group. Like Brinkley, Pierce describes the Monday meetings as her favorite way to start the week. The most rewarding part of being in this choir is being part of a program that provides a sense of community and camaraderie for these individuals, Pierce said. Our weekly meetings provide these individuals an opportunity to spend time with people who may have the same or similar experiences with PD and who have a passion for music. Seeing the motivation of participants has also been rewarding for Brinkley. The most rewarding part of the choir is to see the members sing when they thought that their singing voices would be diminished due to Parkinson's, Brinkley said. Although Parkinson's is a progressive neurological condition, our members show up every Monday to rehearse. Some travel from South Carolina to be a part of the choir. It is so rewarding to see such strong motivation and to create a safe space for members to sing with their new voices and recognize what they are capable of. For the clinicians and faculty involved, the collaboration represents a unique opportunity to provide evidence-based therapy creatively and engagingly. By integrating music into therapy sessions, they aim to enhance outcomes and promote community service-minded efforts. Overall, working with the Savannah Songbirds has been immensely educational and rewarding, and one of the most enjoyable experiences of my professional career, Candeia said. Being afforded the opportunity to provide evidence-based speech therapy services in a less traditional way has been engaging. Learning to enhance outcomes and the enjoyment of treatment through the addition of creative arts has been eye-opening. Promoting the importance of community service-minded efforts has been gratifying. The Savannah Songbirds will host their next performance in the Fine Arts Auditorium on the Armstrong campus on April 29 at 11 a.m. The event is free and open to the public. The partnership between the CSDS program, Music Department, and Wright Care Center offers a multitude of benefits for both PD patients and the broader community. Beyond therapeutic support, the collaboration fosters awareness and education about PD while showcasing the diverse programs offered by the Wright Care Center. For those seeking assistance, the Wright Care Center for Communication Disorders, located in the Armstrong Center, offers comprehensive evaluation and treatment services for individuals of all ages impacted by speech, language, cognitive, or swallowing disorders. Georgia Southern University, a public Carnegie Doctoral, R2 institution founded in 1906, offers approximately 155 different degree programs serving more than 26,100 students through 10 colleges on 3 campuses in Statesboro, Savannah, Hinesville, and online instruction. A leader in higher education in Southeast Georgia with expert faculty, the university is focused on public impact research and engaging learning opportunities through knowledge and know-how that prepare our students to take ownership of their lives, careers, and communities. Visit georgiasouthern.edu.